This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, March 29th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day as we have a discussion about real estate. Just yesterday, I read a headline and said, no, God, it can't be. The headline said, if you don't buy now, you have no other choice but to rent forever. Now, I'm not sure if the listening audience is understanding what the headline is saying. If you don't buy now, you might be regulated to be one of those people who rent forever. So, of course, I had to reach out to find out who this person is. Of course, that person was Matt Sweeting, who is the CEO of Oak Bahamas. And I said, Matt, you got to come on to explain what is this emotive type language. And Matt has been a real estate agent for, how long have you been a real estate agent for? And I can't hear Matt yet, so producer, make sure that Matt's mic is on. Try that again.
16 years.
No, still nothing yet?
Still nothing. 16 years. How's that?
Okay, I'm not hearing Matt is yet, so the producer's going to come in shortly. You say try now. Go ahead.
16 years.
Good.
There we go.
Good. 16 years. So you know what you said.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I believe so.
And I don't want to interrogate you on that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Why such emotive language in terms of, if you don't buy now,
yeah,
you might be one of those who have to be renting
forever. Yeah, it is a bold statement. You know, we did a case study in preparation for this event, and I've been seeing a trend for a while about the affordability of real estate for this, let's call it the late 20s to early 40s demo, right? This generation is an extremely ambitious generation. We want multiple homes. We want income properties, and what we've been looking at, and what has served as a great case study, because oftentimes what happens is when we're looking to do what we call a comparative market analysis, we look at properties that are similar, and we say, oh well, a property down the street from this increased in price by such and such over this amount of years, right? That gives us a good indication of movements in the market, right? In this particular case. This case study was done on the identical development, on the same development and the identical unit, right? So that makes a perfect apples to apples comparison. Mm-hmm. 2008, this unit sold for $260,000, just approximately about 913 square feet, right? That puts it around somewhere to the tune of about $260 per square foot. Roll with me, people.
Yes.
Then 8 years later, in 2023, phase two of this development is now on the market at $449,000.
Doubled.
Yeah. And so what this, when you run the numbers on this in terms of what someone needs to qualify for, right? So in 2008, they needed to make somewhere to the $200,000 a year, right? Which already is a minority. Mm-hmm. In 2023, this same person, same unit, they now need to make $70,000.
Yes, I see $70,000 in the notes. And see, and I want to make sure my listening audience understand and appreciate this, right? A typical house, I guess, inside the Bahamas right now is like $150,000 to $200,000. $150
is too low.
$150 is too low. Okay, can I start at $170,000 or still too low?
Too low.
Oh gosh. So now a 3-bedroom house is costing about $200,000, right? Middle income person, right? Once upon a time, right? $40,000, or maybe for 2% of salaries, maybe $40,000 each, you could have purchased a home and say, hey, I'm good for this. But you're saying that this $40,000 salary, you need to be making more.
And that's a scary reality for someone who has worked extremely hard to get to $40,000, right?
$40,000 a year is considered a great salary.
I thought it was a good salary. It looks like it ain't enough.
It is not enough to achieve the current desires of the demographic I spoke about, the late 20s to early 40s. We want granite countertops. We want three bedrooms. We want a safe area that a bulletproof vest don't come with. And so if we want those elements, we're in reality talking 260, 275 starting, 300 plus for a home. If we talk in condo, the price skews a little higher. And so again, the reality for this young professional now, the dynamics and the market has changed. And so again, this is why the message is so strong. This is why we've been preaching this message that you got to do it now. You cannot wait.
And before I transition to your operations manager, Ms. Sherelle Store, so I can have some history on why you have taken up the charge to say, hey, I'm going to educate these people. Right, I'm going to inform Bahamians on why it's necessary to start this process now. Right, what is causing this high spike in prices?
Yeah, so that's a good question. What is causing this considerable increase in price? Right, and so you know, again, based on this case study, what is the average appreciation of real estate annually? Right, and the numbers vary on this based on our country and locale. But the number is around 3.5 to 4%, right? What we've been seeing, if we use the same property that we talked about initially as a case study, this is somewhere to the tune of about 9% a year over the 8-year period. It's a tremendous number. What drives that cost of construction, scarcity of real estate, and other market conditions that are causing a considerable appreciation in value for properties that are coming on market today?
So interesting. And then your real estate company has taken it upon yourself to say, hey, I'm going to educate people on this, right? That there's an alarm, right, with this spike in price. And this is where I want Ms. Store to come in. How long has Oak, what is the correct name, Oak Bahamas?
The company is One Oak, that stands for one of a kind.
Why Oak? Just asking.
One of a kind, because when you come to One Oak Bahamas, you're certainly getting a customized tailor approach. You're coming into a family where we stay with you throughout the real estate process until you actually close. So we don't pick up the ball and drop it. We're contacting you long after you even purchase, because you join a family when you join One Oak. We're about to celebrate 3 years, so we're super excited. And this is definitely an amazing way for us to give back in a sense, because we want everyone that desires to own a piece of the rock to be able to. And so we're educating them on how they can begin to make the adjustments in their lives now in order for them to qualify before, again, it's too late.
Okay. I know you're slated as operation manager, but do you do sales?
So I'm also a real estate agent.
You're a real estate agent also?
Yes, yes. So definitely a lot of the times when I talk about real estate, it comes from a very passionate place, because I'm someone who purchased my first property at the age of 23. And believe me, without having guidance, it was a very, very difficult road. I laugh about how excited I was to get into the home. And when I came across the first challenges of not being able to pay the mortgage, I was depressed. And one of the first ways to get out of that bondage, I actually sold my bedroom set to my grandmother for me to meet my arrears.
And I know I'm going to stop you there, right? Because you cite the age 23, right? Because I bought a house at 27, and I want to know how can a 23-year-old... See, I have listened to the audience and say, man, Nuri, that woman talking some strange things. you got to be realistic. How were you able to afford a house or property at 23? You mean your mommy give you some money and then you buy some? You can say that and I can appreciate it and we can move on.
You know, the interesting thing about it is I don't think I can say on air how I was able to purchase the property,
no problem.
Right? But what I can say is a lot of the times we say that we can't without going out there and starting to look. And that's why agents like One Oak Bahamas agents are here, because we're able to walk you through the process and we're able to educate you on some of the things that you can do. So at the time, I would be honest that the contractor at the time was like, listen, if you could come up with $1,000 to take this off the market, I'm going to work with you to get your home. Because for some reason, tenacity, I like your personality, you're out here making things happen. And a lot of us had those opportunities where contractors were actually assisting persons in qualifying.
And this is different for me because I know real estate houses, they just sell property. And now you're saying that you're assisting people to get access to property. That's foreign for me in terms of a real estate house. Why did you consider this is necessary? So, okay, you come here and we'll educate you on things. We come here, we'll help you, guide you to this process. That's not what real estate agents do. I mean, why did you all say, that's what I'm going to do?
Well, certainly, I believe that one of the things that I can boast about in Roanoke, Bahamas is we're a young team. We're a progressive team. I'm also a certified business continuity professional. So when we talk about our goals, we talk about the sustainability of the goals that we create. And so as a result of that, we're thinking about long term. Listen, it's exciting to be in real estate. Selling is where we make our money. Educating the public is a costly undertaking, but we believe that over the long term, it's a win-win because it brings us gratification to see persons acquire their home or to acquire an income-producing property. And so we want to be a part of making that happen. And again, while it's a sacrifice, I believe because of the nature of humans we are, we've decided it's something that we want to do because there's not enough of it. And we're super excited about all of the people that have taken it upon themselves, the organizations that have come on and said, listen, we want to be a part of what you're going to do as far as educating the public on real estate.
Recently, I see there's a proliferation of people trying to get into real estate business. Everyone and their mother is a real estate agent now. I want to know, what did you go through to be sanctioned as a real estate agent? I just want to test you to see if you're competent or not. Just forgive me for that, right? What did the people in your office went through? Because I have this person now saying, man, good morning, Mr. Nuri. I'm a regular listener trying to become a real estate agent. Can you put in a word with Matt for me so I can take an apprentice course, you know? But I want to know, how does one become a real estate agent? What makes you competent to say that I should go to your company?
So definitely different companies have different requirements in order for them to onboard you as a real estate agent. I believe that one of the things that's impressive about Roanoke, Bahamas as well, not because I'm a part of the team, but because I'm someone with an open mind that really looks at the full picture. And at Roanoke, Bahamas, we actually do have an apprenticeship academy. We have persons that are enrolled currently. And in this academy, those persons go through a series of training. They go through the theory. They go through the practical. They accompany us on showings. They're going to be working at different events that we would host. They have a responsibility to go through the entire process of learning about real estate from us so that by the time they're ready to take the BREEAS course, which is 1 week long, and then they sit the exam, they are guaranteed to pass because they would have learned everything from working side by side with our broker, with our agents for months. So the persons that are in now, they will easily be in the apprenticeship program for well into 7 months. The lowest time frame that we've had apprentice on our team has been 3 months, which is the requirement. But we take it even longer because, again, we want to make sure that our agents are qualified. We don't want them fumbling the ball. When they are supporting you, they know what they're talking about. They know about current market analysis. They know about doing research. They know about taking your needs to the next level. So at the end of the day, you don't make a purchase blindly and then lose the purchase. So even working with our agents, we teach them how to make sustainable suggestions to our clients so that they're happy about their decision for a lifetime because it's one of the biggest investments they will ever make.
And back to you, Matt, why should someone go to a real estate agent to purchase? Because I know we're going to the bank. Mm-hmm. You know, I have my bank and say, bank, I want a piece of property. And they say, man, you know, these are the list of properties I have. And your process is different. You want people to go to your institution. And I guess you do have a process or system on how to get property.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, this is what we do as a profession. And so we are professional at helping you find property. You know, when you go to the bank, you're limiting your options for housing, right? And so the bank could only offer you, if you go to a financial institution, they could only offer you the properties that fall under their foreclosure list. When you come to me, I have the entire marketplace at my disposal. I know where to get them. I know the contacts. And so the options that you have now for what we're going to consider your biggest purchase ever has now expanded fivefold, tenfold, whatever that number is. In addition to that, a lot of times people don't realize that our service to a buyer, hear me out, CA, is free. Mm. And so, again, what you're getting is someone that's going to commit to helping you find home, and you pay them absolutely nothing. Yeah. And so, you know, we don't, and again, I just got a text about this a few moments ago that the sellers, we call the vendors in the transaction, pay a real estate commission, right? There's an agreement that a seller of the home is going to pay a commission. And so what that means by subsequence is that the buyer, the service to them, me working hard, me staying out late, staying up late to help you find this home is free. That's why you should come to a realtor.
Yeah, because I didn't expect it. I assume you pay a stipend for going to a real estate agent.
Well, I open to it, brother. I open to it. It's hot out here.
recently, a number of persons have acknowledged that there's a housing crisis in the Bahamas.
Mm.
There's not enough houses for the demand necessary, even for people who just want to rent, right? We know the Minister of Housing, Ms. Kobe Davis, is doing a rent-to-own concept, right? And mind you, I don't really necessarily understand how that goes, how you can rent and then own at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then with your emotive commentary, so you might rent forever if you don't take advantage of purchasing now because the prices are skyrocketing, right? What do you tell your customers, your clients, who say, man, I just don't have enough money. I don't have no down payment. I look like I can never get no house. You say, come now. Yeah. But how do I get this down payment?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why we've locked arms with our partners at Druber Solutions. They're our financial responsibility, financial literacy partner. Because we appreciate oftentimes when people come to us, and this happens almost every day, where we have to tell people, hey, listen, you don't make enough money for the houses that you've selected on our website.
Mm-hmm.
And so they need to go back to the drawing board and figure out, how am I going to bridge the gap? Either I need to make more or I need to save more. How am I going to bridge this gap between what I'm looking to achieve and where I actually am? And oftentimes where they are is they lack discipline, they lack the ability to save, they lack financial responsibility to help them reach their goals. They might have the income, but they might have consumer debt that's holding them down. They may not be saving as much money as they need. And so the first step that we've suggested for a number of people that fit the criteria you spoke about, talk to someone in financial literacy that could help you to be able to put practices in place to get your money right.
Let's talk financial. And come back in there, Ms. Store. When I was younger, buying a house about 15, 17 years ago, right? I thought I was making some good money, right? I see you call this $40,000. I thought I was making some good money,
mm-hmm.
right? And I just got married. And she was making some good money, right? And I said, man, we could get any kind of house between the two of us,
certainly.
Man. Because I thought I was not just middle class. I thought I was upper
mm-hmm.
middle class. I thought, because I was making some money, right? I ain't making no money no more. But I mean, I thought then I was making some money.
Right.
But when I went into the bank and the bank financial institution, and based on my wife's commitments and my commitments, we found out that we couldn't qualify for what we intended,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
How is One Oak educating people, since you are in the process of educating people and facilitating that people get housed, how do you overcome that barrier or assist people who have that issues to overcome that?
So certainly you said a number of things just now, and definitely the response piggybacks on what Matt would have said. So there is a demand for financial literacy. So we have a partner that works with us so that we educate them on that aspect. We do work closely with local banking institutions to find out what do you offer as far as consolidation is concerned, because a lot of our discussions that we're finding is particularly for government workers. You get into government, you're being pursued to get loans. Yeah. You decide I'm going to get two and three of them, mm-hmm. and you're swamped, you're sinking in debt. And so now you have to revisit the decisions that you would have made and find a way to commit to X amount to kind of bring that down. One of the other things is we have the discussions with a lot of progressive thinking young people who are also not only fully employed, but they also have some type of side gig. They have a side business. We talk about what are you doing in that side business? Are you making certain that that funds goes directly through the bank so there's a track record on it? Because a lot of the times they are employed, they have a side gig, but the bank cannot validate that money because you make it and you spend it versus allowing it to go through the bank. And you know, the interesting thing about it, it doesn't have to go in the bank and stay there. It can go in the bank and you can still spend it, but at least now they can verify consistently that you're bringing in X amount, and that increases the amount that you can qualify for significantly. But again, the lack of education is why a lot of people are not making the wise choices so that they can begin to show themselves as a good candidate to receive the funds that they need to purchase real estate.
Something you said, registering my side gig money. I don't even want my wife to know what my side gig money, you know, my side gig money is before pocket, right? To go, anyway, so that is important, the idea of having the money go through the bank to say that I made that type of money?
Definitely. It's super important because this is the only way that we can, again, move away from the fact that I'm, in my mind, making $40,000 annually. This is good. But when you do the math, you still don't qualify for a decent home in the Bahamas. And so my side gig may allow me to double that. Now we're talking. We can go out there and purchase a $300,000 home. We can purchase a duplex, which means that we have the necessary income to be able to meet that mortgage monthly. And so all of these decisions, which you may not be aware of, is how we educate you on positioning yourself, making some choices in order for you to qualify later down. Again, like I'm saying, you don't have to take the money there and leave it there. Everyone in my household started in January with this $10,000 every 3 months plan. And what happens is day one, we started with $2, day two, $4, mm-hmm. and we continued. And in short order, everyone in the house will have $10,000. And it wasn't an easy task because sometimes we were there thinking, okay, we live short today. What are we going to do? You know, the kids are online probably selling things that they have that they don't use anymore on social media. There are really a lot of avenues that you can look at. You just have to make that decision. You have to be consistent. You have to track it. You have to begin to discipline yourself. Delayed gratification. So that at the end of the day, when you have the home, when your family is comfortable, you can have additional funds that you can play with. We also try to educate people on the fact that you don't have to buy the dream home coming out of the gate.
No?
No. Think about it. Why not flip a home? Why not get a, again, if you flip the home, now you have additional savings. You can increase the value on the home that you can actually purchase. And again, we always encourage you to get an income producing property. I was super excited about a house at 23, and it didn't take me long to regret it. Because now I'm struggling to pay at the time, which was probably $900 a month in a mortgage. And again, I wasn't qualified to get anything else. Mm-hmm. And so I had to also go to the bank and say, listen, there has to be a way. Tell me what to do. And I got a number of things that helped me through. But again, you have to come out here, get the information. You have to want it bad enough. A lot of people say, I can't afford it. And they sit back and they just keep telling themselves that. Mm-hmm. But that's not the reality of it. You have to know what you can't afford first. What is it that you can't afford? And then when you do the math and you take it out in small piece, bite size, before you know it, you've eaten the whole elephant.
So Oak One gives that
One
advice
Oak.
To? One Oak, sorry.
One Oak, we definitely give that type of advice. Again, we want quality clients, quality relationships, and everyone has the ability to be that quality client. You just have to be willing to be educated. You have to have an open mind, and you have to eventually practice discipline. And so we would not allow you to come in and not give you some form of guidance. Because if you just came in and we said you're not qualified and we turn you away, we might be the one to shatter your dreams. So our goal is to tell you your dream can be a reality, and we're going to tell you how. And we have an amazing system in-house that we use so that we have a progressive and effective follow-up system. So if we put someone on a savings plan for the next year...
You want to do that too?
Oh, yeah. If we put you on a savings plan for the next year... We're going to reach out to you based on how our system reminds us to reach out to you to find out how you're performing, to find out how you're doing. People are shocked when I say, hey, it's 6 months. Did you have that meeting? They're like, oh, yeah, because we have a system that reminds us that these are the things that we need to do at these intervals.
Okay. Back to you, Matt. I have one or two techs who are talking about the down payment and the challenges that down payment is, right? In this market, we're still sticking to this $200,000 for this home, this three-bedroom house, right? How is the down payment calculated?
Yes.
Like how much would I be?
Certainly.
Yeah.
Certainly. And so this is why we're excited to create a strategic relationship with Fresh Caribbean, because they're one of few institutions that allow you to do a 5% down payment. One of the things that people are often unaware about is how much money is actually required for a real estate transaction to happen. See, if you humor me for a moment, let's go through this. And if you were to purchase a home for $200,000, while there are few of them, that's a round number, you need 5% down for the down payment, assuming an institution that allows that, right?
That's a whole $10,000.
That's a whole $10,000.
$10,000 saving just going.
Oh, we ain't done yet. Hold on, CA.
Okay.
Right. So then your legal fees based on the standard legal rate is 2.5 on two services that the lawyer is going to produce for you. They'll produce a conveyance and then they'll produce a mortgage document. Both of those services carry at standard a 2.5 rate. We now at another 5. Where are we at now, CA?
That's 15 so far.
We at 10. CA, get your calculator out.
Yeah, yeah. But it's $10,000 for the first. For the first.
Yeah. Then another 5%. Another 5%. Another 5% off the 200. Now we at 20.
Oh gosh.
Then your VAT on this, your pay VAT on real estate, is going to be 2%. It's now on a sliding scale. It's made it a little bit easier for people that are buying. But it's now 2% on that. Where are we at now, CA? What's that?
Over budget.
You're over budget. Yeah, that's about $2,000.
So now you're at $22,000.
Now you're at $22,000. And then, CA, we could advise that you keep a little bit of money for incidentals, or find a little bit of money for incidentals, because you got appraisal costs, you got inspection, you have some commitment fees that the bank will require. Mm. That's another 1%. You're now at $23,000. And so, again, for a $200,000 home, and this number obviously scales up depending on the price, you need about 10, 12%, 13% in savings liquid before the bank even wants to give you an approval. Hmm. And so it's a lot of money. It is home ownership is a very difficult process. We as a company have started to celebrate home ownership. You know, we crack the joke that people celebrate people graduating from kindergarten. I become a deacon, maybe. They celebrate that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a new baby. They celebrate that. But nobody's celebrating home ownership, CA.
So home ownership is a big thing.
It is a huge thing.
Yeah. Especially if you got to commit all this type of money.
I'm telling you.
If you had the discipline to make it happen, because it says that you're a disciplined person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. I'm just considering all of this. I'm hoping my listening audience, especially those parents who have young persons coming out of college and university, and letting them be matured enough and understanding that this is a big commitment and you need to start from now. Savings need to start from now, especially if you are a single mother, teacher, you know, government worker, hotel worker, and you say, man, how much money do I need to save? What all do I need to do? Do I need to get a brand new car and commit to that? Or should I get a used car and then peck until that? But anyway, in order to help Bahamians, your organization is opening up or having a workshop, a real estate workshop?
Correct.
That's new for me. It's what, Owning 23, something like that?
That's the name, yes.
Okay. And... what is that about? Why do you think there is a you felt that you should have a workshop? And who is your target market exactly?
So Owning 23, like you would have mentioned, is on April 1st, Saturday coming. So from 3 to 6 p.m. And we're super excited because we've brought everyone in the industry that impacts the real estate process in one room so that they can be a part of educating the general public. And what that means is, Matt mentioned a number of things. Obviously, there's the bankers. So the bankers would be in the room. There's the attorney. So attorneys would be in the room. There is the contractors, because maybe you have a question about whether you should renovate or get something that's fully ready or built from scratch. The contractors are in the room. We have the financial literacy coach that we mentioned earlier. Druber Solutions is going to be there. We've brought the insurance company.
The insurance company too?
That is going to tell you, listen, in order for you to qualify, you need to have the same face value in an insurance in order to purchase this home. They're going to be in the room to teach you how that actually works. And that is going to, in addition to that, we have the credit unions in the house.
Credit union too?
Yeah, because as far as we're concerned, in some cases, you may need to look at an institution like the credit union. We know that they don't have your ATM cards that you take to the commercial banks where you're swiping every second. You need Wendy's. Mm-hmm. And so you're saving more when you're there. So there's a lot of opportunities. They have great interest rates. And so a lot of the times they're overlooked. So we're giving you all of the possible avenues to make this goal of real estate ownership a reality. And we're bringing them all in the room. Let's not mention, you opened by talking about plans from the Ministry of Transport and Housing. We're going to have the minister bringing opening remarks at the event.
Okay.
So Minister JoBeth Colby-Davis, she's going to be bringing the opening remarks. And you're going to be able to hear about, again, what are options in as far as government is concerned is for housing. We're going to be announcing a few properties that are currently constructing. And so
you have properties available there too?
Yes. So you're going to be able to register to become one of the owners of these new developments. But we've taken it a step further, Sia. We've thought about everything. It's been countless hours. Persons who register automatically get an email to pre-qualify. And so those pre-qualifications are being done by our title sponsor, First Caribbean International Bank. And so they're actually pre-qualifying people as we speak. So when you come to the event, if you would have qualified, you will get your pre-qualification letter from First Caribbean International Bank. And you can then take that letter to the desk and say, hey, here's the amount I qualify for. Make sure I save my home on this development. Mm. So it's going to be that progressive. And there's tons of other exciting things that are going to happen at the event. And we believe that people are going to walk away with a major appreciation for what it's going to take for them to realize the goal of home ownership and some of the things they need to begin to do immediately. We have, it's so many things, I'm just overwhelmed by the excitement.
I'm excited because I know a number of persons who work with me who is interested in purchasing their home. And that's what I'm going to take it from when I come back from this break. We're going to take a brief break, right? And I want to know who should be attending this event. What should they come to this event with? Where this event can be, right? And and all the goodies, right? But anyway, this has been Garden Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. I have Matt Sweeting, who's the CEO of One Oak, see, I call it One Oak, right? And of course, Cheryl Storr, who's the operation manager there. Cheryl Storr, who's the operation manager there. And she's giving me details on how to empower Bahamians. We'll be right back.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Vaccines protect those we love the most, our children and our grandchildren. I vaccinated my children to protect them. Getting your child immunized can protect them against diseases like polio, measles, whooping cough, and others. So protect your child today by getting them immunized. My grandchildren are vaccinated. You should do the same. Vaccinate your children and your grandchildren and make sure they are safe.
take advantage of the National Vaccination Catch-Up Campaign, March 25th to April 6th. Visit your nearest clinic weekdays between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. On Saturday, March 25th, visit us at the Red Cross, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And on Saturday, April 1st, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., you'll be at the Mall at Marathon. COVID-19 vaccines are also available at all locations. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and USAID.
And welcome back to Garden Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. And we're talking to representative from One Oak Real Estate. And they're talking about some kind of workshop they're having. When is this workshop going to be?
April 1st, this Saturday coming from 3 to 4 p.m. at New Providence Community Center. You don't want to miss it.
1 hour? You know which people like sending people?
Three to six.
Oh, you say 3 to 4? No.
No, okay. 3 to 6.
No problem. 3 to 6. No problem. 3 to 6. Oh. Okay, 3 to 6.
No, be there. You don't want to miss any aspect of this event. The event is going to be phenomenal. Everyone who's participating is super excited, and they're going to leave it all on the table for you to know. Everyone that's in the room, let's say, for example, the attorneys, they're taking time out of their schedule to spend 3 hours with us, giving us free information. You can't go in their office and get that. So you definitely want to spend Saturday learning, understanding the real estate process so that when you leave, you're confident that you're going to be in your home in no time.
Okay, let's pause right there. Mm-hmm. Who should come to this event? Let's start off with there, because I have people listening, right? And they're a little intimidated, support. This might be overwhelming. But so who should just show up?
Don't just show up.
Don't just show up?
So we have a registration at owning23.com. owning23.com. So definitely go to the link and register for the event. That is super important. You also do want to be registered because, again, the pre-qualification with the bank comes through the emails once you would have registered. And there are a number of other opportunities. The launch of these different properties would be shared with the participants via email. All of those pages are live, and we'll continue to share that information. You can go to One Oak page on Facebook. You can definitely follow us on social media. So all of these avenues, you want to stay in the family.
And you did mention that you have some properties available. Is there a particular area these properties are right now? Are you able to mention the properties?
Yeah, we're excited. You know, one of the properties that we're promoting at this event or launching at this event, they're going to do what I think I'm going to call an all-inclusive purchase. Let me explain what that means. We just ran through the numbers, CA, of how much money it requires for someone to actually purchase. This developer is saying we want to make it easy on first-time buyers. People are interested in investments. We're going to include those closing costs. They're going to pay you legal. They can pay for your appraisal. They can pay for the VAT associated with this. And so the only thing you will have to come up with is a 5%.
Mm.
We're going to do this for the people that register.
And everything else comes in the mortgage part.
And everything is already paid for. Mm-hmm. And so this is for people who register at owning23.com that'll get the first preference to this. This community is maybe going to be 16 times 4, 32, 64 units total. This is off Carmichael. We have some new developments that we're announcing off West Bay Street. And so there are a lot of things that are on the market now. Internally, we have probably about 10 to 15 houses in the $200,000 range that we think won't last long. So again, we'll be announcing this at this event for our virtual and live attendees. We noted that at last we checked, I think if we're not there, where our live registration is filled, we're close. And so we'll be doing a hybrid event, live plus virtual.
So I don't necessarily have to show up. I can actually go online and still go through the whole process still.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we'll make that a very Geraldine.
So just making certain that everyone gets it. So if you go to owning23.com, you would notice whether or not there is live seating available, and it would automatically give you the option for virtual. You want to still go through the registration process, because once you register, the virtual link will be sent right back to you after you would have registered.
Okay.
So you can register and come there physically, and you can register and go there virtual, right? Mm-hmm. You have a number of properties. You say 61-ish?
64 in 64. This development where it's all inclusive, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned that you have some middle income and then some high end property possibly.
Yes, yes, yes.
Something off Bay Street here. That's why.
Yeah, you know it's plenty of money, right?
Plenty of money.
Yeah,
and so something off Carmichael Road also.
Correct. So wherever you are in the process, and again, a number of the people that attend, you were talking about this earlier, CA, they may be, boy, that's so far in the future for me, and we want you there as well. Because we want you online as well. Let me be clear. but this event is going to be for everybody. We absolutely believe. And another thing I've been preaching, CA, is that everybody needs to learn about real estate. The person that texted you, they're interested in getting into it as a career.
Mm-hmm.
But it should be everybody's career, because real estate is an integral part of your life and your life trajectory, right?
Mm-hmm.
I talk about it, my opening, about this generation being a very ambitious one. Right? I oftentimes joke, see, are you familiar with the term the children use it now? They call it the bag.
Yeah.
You familiar with the bag?
Mm-hmm.
They want the whole bag.
The whole bag.
They want the whole bag. And that means if they want plenty money, they need to learn about real estate and how to use it to leapfrog up the ladder of financial success. Because your job won't be able to do that for you solely.
Let's continue on who all will be there. Okay, you mentioned lawyers, right? And mm-hmm. these lawyers will be in the real estate business and explaining how that process and how to close and whatever it is. And you mentioned financial institutions will be there so you can actually get loans and see how you're pre-qualified and whatever it is.
Correct, okay. Correct.
And we're both financial literacy.
Yeah. Yeah, and so we've structured the agenda to really walk people through the whole process. What I love about the way we've set up the event and the agenda is that oftentimes these things are theoretical. Here's what you might do. We're actually walking people through. So and Sherelle will moderate. She does an amazing job at that, but helping people to understand step by step. Okay, step number one, get your money together. Mm-hmm. Get pre-qualified. Mm-hmm. Then what do you do from there? And each one of the panelists jump in where they fit in that timeline to help you appreciate step by step.
What if I don't have no money yet? I won't have a house.
Yeah.
Right? But
yeah.
I ain't start saving yet. I have a couple.
Yeah.
One 4 grand. This is no 5 grand in the bank.
Uh-huh.
But I ain't have the down payment yet.
Yes.
Can I register and come with my idea that I want a house, but I ain't get the down payment yet? Right?
Yeah.
But I need to understand what I need to go through.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So this event is for you as well. And again, I was leading to the fact that it's structured in a way that if you are that person you just mentioned, mm-hmm. Truba Solutions is the answer for you. That's the prescription Dr. Matt would give you, because you need to sit with them, get your money right, and that might take a year to 3 years, and then come back to us, and now we can take those subsequent steps, pre-qualified, find a home, buy a home, get in your home, and they're on.
Okay, I want to remind the listening audience of who all could be there again, because I think I might have missed one. I heard lawyers. I heard financial institutions, banks.
Contractors.
Oh, contractors. So what do contractors be doing again?
So again, we believe that you're going to be making some decisions throughout this process that's going to require some input from them. So you may be trying to decide, do I purchase a lot and just develop myself?
Ah, that's possible then? I just buy the lot and leave it there for a minute?
Definitely.
Okay. So I don't have to buy the house right now. I just say,
yeah, because let's think about it. The lot is less expensive for sure. You may qualify for the lot and not qualify for a home. And if you wait, the lot is going to significantly increase as well. When I talk to my family and they talk about properties being $2,000 and thing, and I say, y'all ain't get 20?
Mm-hmm.
Because back then, of course, it was a lot different. But because we don't know, they didn't consider it. And now those same lots that they talk about is well into $100,000. You mm-hmm. can't buy it anymore if you're not in a certain position financially. But again, we've considered the contractor because they're going to be able to tell you what it's going to cost if you decided to just purchase the lot and construct. Mm-hmm. What is it going to cost if you purchased a property and it needs renovating? What are the processes? The list goes on. They're there to give us the information.
Some of them banks will have them repossess lists because, I like repossessed things.
Oh, of course.
I go on things for sale all the time, trying to get old people's stuff and say I can claim that. But I appreciate the idea that I don't have to commit to the house, but I can buy the lot and say, let me hold on this for a minute until I'm able to qualify for something bigger and better.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, what I'm going to say might be valuable to someone. After I bought the home, I purchased a couple of lots that were far less expensive than my home. And those lots are still sitting. And now I have the option to consider whether or not my daughter is going to inherit it. I have an adopted daughter. If she's going to inherit it, whether or not we're going to develop it. And those properties have already doubled since I purchased them. Mm. And so you might come making decisions for your children.
Right.
You may come making decisions for investment. So you may have already acquired a home like I would have done back then. And you might just be looking at expanding your wealth. And real estate is definitely one of the avenues to make that a reality.
I just want to reiterate that. So if I have a home already, right? Mm-hmm. But I can have this as an option, say, man, I need to start securing some stuff for maturing them.
Definitely.
Yeah. And I think another conversation, CA, again, for people nearing or at retirement age is how do I support myself financially mm-hmm. in retirement?
Mm-hmm.
And a number of our older folks have been so responsible with their mortgages and their spending that they may own a home free and clear now.
Mm-hmm.
That might, if depending on their level of ambition, they might consider getting a property that produces an income every month for them. And so even them should attend. If they already have real estate...
Nice.
If they already have real estate and now want to diversify and expand their portfolio, the information here is going to be essential to everyone.
The government giving out assistance for Airbnb, right? Can I incorporate my Airbnb ideas and eagerness to, and you all help me develop that?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. There are a number of properties that are being purchased by our clients currently that they're going to use for Airbnb. So definitely we walk you through that process. I believe that a couple of the properties that we do have listed would be ideal properties for Airbnb. So some people are considering it for that. And one of the things I wanted to mention based on what Matt said and the fact that you might be closing retirement age and have a home free and clear, our partner also mentioned that they can use the equity in it and don't come up with any down payment.
Right.
Nice.
That's right.
But I see it's at 11:59. I need to know where and when and how again. Remind me. When.
So Owning 23 this Saturday, April 1st from 3 to 6 p.m. Go to owning23.com to register. The event is at New Providence Community Center, Blake Road. Again, go to owning23.com to register because registering online would let you know whether or not you can come as a live attendee or only virtual.
Okay, you have a Facebook page?
We do. So definitely go to One Oak Bahamas on Facebook, and a lot of the information is also there.
Okay. It's now 12 o'clock. I was speaking to Matt Sweeten, who's the CEO of One Oak Real Estate Agency, and also Sherelle?
Sherelle.
Sherelle. Okay, good. Sherelle Storr, who's the operations manager there. This has been Guardian Radio in the AM with CA Nuri. Have a wonderful day.